请一起预备心，同心默祷。
Let us prepare our hearts and pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续安息生日下午的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we continue our Sabbath service in the afternoon.
一起来唱赞美诗312首。
Let us sing hymn 312.
我们在聚会之前，我们再次同心跪下来祷告。
Before service, let us all kneel down and pray.
求神带领我们下午的聚会，如同在上午带领我们一样。
Ask God to guide us this afternoon as He did this morning.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们下午继续借着圣经跟我们弟兄姐妹一起来分享学习。
In the afternoon, we will share some teachings from the Bible.
好，我们来看雅各书第三章。
Let us look at James chapter 3.
雅各书三章十三节。
James chapter 3 verse 13.
三章十三节，你们中间谁是有智慧有见识的呢？他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。
13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom.
早上小弟跟我们一起分享到有关温柔的道理。
This morning we shared the message regarding meekness.
温柔是建立在对神的敬畏以及对人的尊重上面。
Meekness has a foundation of the fear of the Lord and respect towards fellow man.
雅各书的这里告诉我们，在智慧的温柔上显出我们的善行来。
And here in James it tells us to show wisdom by good conduct.
那什么叫做智慧的温柔？
So what is this wise meekness?
我们来看箴言的第九章。
Let us look at Proverbs chapter 9.
箴言九章的第十节。
Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10.
九章十节，敬畏神是智慧的开端。认识至圣者便是聪明。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
在这里告诉我们什么是智慧，什么是聪明。
Here tells us what wisdom and knowledge are.
就是对神的敬畏跟认识。
It is the fear and knowledge of the Lord.
所以智慧的温柔也是。在于我们对神的敬畏跟认识上而彰显出来的。
So therefore, the wisdom of meekness is based on the fear of the Lord.
有一个这个财主他有三个很好的仆人。
There was a wealthy man who had three servants.
那他想要从这三个这个仆人当中挑选出一个来管理他的家业。
And he wanted to choose one of his servants to be overseer of his house.
所以他把这三个仆人叫来了。
So he called the three servants.
我想要从你们当中找出一个人来管理我的家业。
Saying, I want to pick one of you to look over my household.
所以我们呢所以我给你们三个人一年的时间。
So I'll give you three 1 year.
你们到外面去旅行。
You will go out.
然后把你们自认为所行出来的这个善行回来跟我报告，让我来决定要给哪一个人来管理我的财产。
And after going out and doing good works, you will report back to me, and I'll decide who gets to watch over my household.
时间很快就过去了，一年到了，三个仆人也都回来了。
A year passed quickly, and the three servants returned.
那第一个仆人跟主人报告。
The first servant reported to the master.
他在这一年的旅行当中遇到有一个人很信任他。
In his 1 year, he met a person who really trusted him.
把他的一袋的这个金币交给他保管。
That person gave his servant a bag of gold coins to keep.
但是没有告诉别人。
But he did not tell anyone else.
那有一次遇到一个突发的这个意外他的这个朋友死掉了。
And due to unfortunate circumstances, his friend died.
但是这个仆人说报告他的主人说他却没有独自把这个朋友交给他的这袋金币把它吞掉。
And the servant told his master he did not just simply take his dead friend's gold.
而是原封不动的交给他这个离世的这个朋友的家人。
But rather, he returned that gold to his dead friend's family.
当他讲完之后这个第二个仆人也报告他的主人。
After the servant said this, the next servant gave his report.
他说他在这一年的旅行当中有一天到了一个湖边呢。
In his year of travels, he came to a lake.
那听到有人在呼救
and heard someone crying for help.
原来是有人掉到水里头啊。
It seems someone had dropped into the water.
那因为那个湖水又冰又深。
Because the lake was cold and deep.
很多人都不敢下去救他。
People did not dare to go rescue him.
眼看那个掉到水里头的人就快要淹死了。
And seeing that person almost drowning from afar.
所以这个第二个仆人说我当时我就没有想太多就跳到水里头把他救上来。
Without a second thought, this servant went to go save this person.
那这个第二个仆人讲完之后，轮到第三个仆人。
After a second servant, the third servant gave his report.
第三个仆人说我不像这个第一个仆人跟第二个仆人遭遇到这些事情。
He said, I'm not like the first two who have encountered these situations.
我在这一年当中我遇到有一个家伙就是处处跟我作对。
In this year, I met someone who went into conflict with me.
让我饱受他的这个威胁甚至受到损失。
I was threatened by him and was harmed by him.
我每次想跟他理论但是总是忍了下来。
Every time I wanted to dispute with him, but I held my tongue.
有一天呢，我这个经过一个悬崖，我看到我那个仇敌正在悬崖边的这个树底下睡觉。
One time, though, I saw my enemy, this person, sleeping under a tree next to a cliff.
那我悄悄地走到他的身边了，他都没有醒过来。
I walked silently next to him.
我当时很想这个脚一抬把他给踢下去。
I wanted to kick him off the cliff.
如果把他踢下去，我再也不会受到他的威胁跟伤害。
If I had done so, I would not receive his threats and harm anymore.
但是后来我又想
But then I thought,
我不应该这样做。
I shouldn't do this.
我不可以趁人之危啊。
I should not take advantage of people.
所以我就想要离开。
So I only thought to leave.
但是我又怕他，这个我的这个仇敌啊，在这个悬崖旁的树底下睡觉万一他一个不小心一翻身翻到悬崖下面去这样也不好。
And then I thought, what if my enemy accidentally rolls down the cliff?
所以我把他叫醒了。
So I called him awake.
哦，我告诉他说，哦，你不要在这里睡觉，哦，万一啊，哦，这个不小心会掉下去啊。
I told him, don't sleep here, what if you fall down?
哦，然后我才离开。
And then I left.
好，啊，所以我没有，啊，像第一个仆人，哦，啊，这个遭遇到，哦，啊，做出的诚实，也不像第二个仆人啊，做出这个，哦，哦，这个勇敢救人的行为啊。
So I did not show the honesty of the first servant, nor the bravery of the second servant.
哦，那结果哦，这个主人决定啊，哦，管理他家业的仆人啊，是哪一个呢
？So who did which servant was chosen by the master?
哦，主人决定交给那个第三个仆人。
The master chose the third servant.
为什么
？Why?
哦，主人这样说啊。
The master said,
第一个仆人的诚实跟第二个仆人的见义勇为啊，哦，这个都是人应当做的事情。
The first and second servants' honesty and bravery are all things that people ought to have.
哦，这个都是人应有的美德。
These are all the qualities that a person should possess.
哦，但唯有那个第三个仆人，哦，他有机会啊，哦，能够，能够报仇而不报仇。
But only the third servant had a chance to have his revenge, but did not.
却采取饶恕，哦，采取呀，啊，哦，这个和睦，哦，这个就不简单了。
He showed mercy and peace, and this is not easy.
哦，这个已经超越了，哦，人所具备的诚实，哦，跟这个见义勇为的美德了。
And this goes beyond the virtues of honesty and bravery.
哦，所以主人决定把啊管理整个家业的工作交给第三个仆人。
So the master gave his household over to his third servant.
哦，啊，所以这个故事啊，让我们想起啊，在创世纪啊那边呢 啊有关以撒啊利和伯的这个故事。
And this. Reminds us of the story of Isaac in Genesis.
我们来看这个创世纪二十六章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 26.
创世纪的二十六章十九节啊，到这个二十九节。
Genesis 26 verse 19 to 29.
创世纪二十六章十九节。
Genesis Chapter 26, verse 19.
哦，十九节说，以撒的仆人在谷中挖井，便得了一口活水井。二十节。
20.
基拉尔的牧人与以撒的牧人争竞，说这水是我们的。以撒就给那井起名叫埃瑟，哦，因为他们和他相争。二十一节。
21.
以撒的仆人又挖了一口井，哦，他们又为这井争竞。因此以撒给这井起名叫西提拿。二十二节。
22.
以撒离开那里又挖了一口井，他们不为这井争竞，他就给那井，起名叫利和伯。他说，神现在给我们宽阔之地，我们必在这里昌盛。我们跳过来看二十六节。
Skip to 26.
二十六节，亚比米勒同他的朋友亚户撒和他的军长菲戈从基拉尔来见以撒。二十七节。
27.
以撒对他们说：“你们既然恨我，打发我走了，为什么到我这里来呢？”二十八节。
28.
他们说：“我们明明的看见神与你同在，便说。”不如我们两下彼此起誓，彼此立约。二十九节。
29.
使你不害我们，正如我们未曾害你，一味的厚待你，并且打发你平平安安的走，你是蒙神赐福的了。在这里记载，这个亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒，把他父亲以前的水井一个一个的挖出来。
Here it records Isaac digging up his father Abraham's old wells.
哦，对，以牧羊哦为生的这个以撒来讲哦，这个水井是很重要的，是他们生命的命脉。
To a shepherd such as Isaac, this was an important resource for life.
哦，但没想到这个水井挖出来之后，哦，当地人就跑来抢了。
But who knew that after he dug up these wells, people would come and steal them?
哦，那以撒哈啊，就让他们。
But Isaac let them.
哦，把水井名字取名叫做真井哦，就是埃瑟。
Calling the well's name Quarrel.
哦，那他又在挖井。
And then he dug another well.
哦，又挖到水井了。
And dug it.
哦，同样的，当地人又跑来抢。
But the locals came and took that well.
以撒还是退让。
And Isaac gave it to them.
哦，所以啊，就把那个井啊起名叫做西提拿，意思就是为敌的意思。
And he called the second well Sitna, meaning enmity.
哦，以撒又在挖井。
And then he dug another well.
又挖到哦这个水井了。
And dug it.
哦，但这一次哦，当地人就没有来抢了。
But this time, people did not come to take it from him.
哦，所以以撒就为他啊新挖的井啊取名叫做利和伯哦，就是宽阔的意思。
So he called this well Rehoboth, meaning spaciousness.
哦，因为他知道神给他们宽阔之地哦，让他们在那边昌盛。
Because God has given them a spacious land to prosper.
哦，以撒的遭遇啊，就如同我们啊在日常生活当中的遭遇一样。
What Isaac experienced is similar to what we experience.
哦，会遇到有人跟我们争竞，会遇到有人与我们为敌呀。
People may quarrel with us and become our enemies.
哦啊，但是我们如果采取同样哦以牙还牙、以眼还眼的方式来报复啊。
But if we repay them eye for an eye, tooth for tooth.
哦，也许我们能够得胜。
Perhaps we may win.
哦，但我们要付出哦，同样要付出哦这个很大的代价。
But we will need to pay a heavy price.
哦，但是我们看到这个以撒在这里呀、啊，哦，他采取另外一种态度。
We see here Isaac taking another attitude.
哦，他就退让。
He gave in.
哦，那退让的结果，哦，不但呢、啊，哦，他没有损失啊。
But the result of his giving in was not that he lost anything.
哎，甚至到了后来，哦，这个仇敌哈、哦，主动跑来跟他要啊、这个。立这个和平的条约。
Even in the end, his enemies came and made an oath of peace.
哦，让他的仇敌呀、啊，啊、哦，反而害怕以撒。
So that his enemies feared him.
哦，因为他们看到神跟以撒同在。
Because they saw God abiding with Isaac.
哦、哪有人在这个旷野啊挖井，随便挖都能够挖到水井？
Who can randomly dig around in the desert and dig up a well?
哦，所以这些以撒的仇敌呀、啊，反而害怕哈、哦，反而主动来跟以撒求和、啊。
And therefore, Isaac's enemies were afraid and made peace with him.
哦，以撒他哦不用同样的方法哦来对待哦那个欺负他与他争竞为敌的人呢、啊。
Isaac did not treat his enemies as they treated him.
哦，他反倒。啊、用退让的方法、哦啊、不但、啊、自己没有损失、哦、并且还、哦、能够、啊、让他的这个敌人、啊、能够降服、啊、
But rather giving in, he did not suffer loss, but his enemies made peace with him.
我想、啊、这个就是智慧的温柔、啊、
I think this is the wisdom of meekness.、
哦、在圣经里头、我们可以看到很多哦，这样子的智慧。
And there are several instances of this kind of wisdom.
哦，所以啊，就如同我们在箴言那边所读到的。
Just like we read in Proverbs.
哦，什么样是智慧？什么样是有见识的人呢、啊、
？What is a man who has wisdom and understanding?
哦，就是对神有认识、对神有敬畏的人。
It is someone who fears the Lord and has knowledge of the Lord.、
哦、所以，一个敬畏神、认识神的人。他必定能够得着智慧。
So someone who fears the Lord and has knowledge of Him will have wisdom.
而这个智慧啊、哦，乃是在哦他的温柔上面彰显出来。
And this wisdom is made manifest in meekness.
哦，不但自己得帮助啊，哦也能够啊，哦让他的仇敌呀、啊、化敌为友、啊。
Not only did he receive help himself, he made his enemies into allies.
哦，让他的仇敌啊，反而惧怕自己啊、哦。
and made his enemies fear him instead.
我们再来举一个例子。
Let us consider another example.
我们看这个创世纪的最后一章五十章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 50.
创世纪的五十章十五节到二十一节。
Genesis chapter 50, verse 15 to 21.
五十章十五节，约瑟的哥哥们见父亲死了，就说：“或者约瑟怀恨我们，照我们从前待他一切的恶，足足的报复我们。”十六节。
16.
他们就打发人去见约瑟，说：“你父亲未死以前，吩咐说。”十七节。
17.
你们要对约瑟这样说。从前你哥哥们恶待你，求你饶恕他们的过犯和罪恶，如今求你饶恕你父亲神之仆人的过犯。他们对约瑟说这话，约瑟就哭了。十八节。
18.
他的哥哥们又来俯伏在他面前说，我们是你的仆人。十九节。
19.
约瑟对他们说，不要害怕，我岂能替代神呢。二十节。
20.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。二十一节。
21.
现在你们不要害怕，我必养活你们和你们的妇人孩子。于是约瑟用亲爱的话安慰他们。这里谈到这个老雅各他寿终正寝离世的时候，他这个儿子们纷纷的跑到这个约瑟的面前来求饶恕。
When Joseph's father died, his brothers came to seek mercy from him.
因为这些哥哥们曾经苦害过约瑟。
Because these brothers had previously harmed Joseph.
把约瑟推落到这个流浪埃及为奴的这个悲惨生活当中。
They sold Joseph into slavery in Egypt.
约瑟现在是当了埃及全地的宰相。
And Joseph now was of a high position within Egypt.
约瑟有足够的理由，也有绝对的能力来报复这些从前伤害过他的哥哥们。
Joseph had the reason and the power to have his revenge on his brothers.
但是约瑟却不用他哥哥以前对付他伤害他的方法来报复他的哥哥们。
But Joseph did not treat his brothers as they treated him.
原因是什么呢？
What was the reason?
如同约瑟在这里所说，我岂能替代神呢？
It is as he mentions here, who am I in place of God?
让约瑟能够有这个智慧来跟他哥哥们和睦的原因在于约瑟对神的敬畏。
Because of his reverence for God, he had the wisdom to make peace with his brothers.
他知道这一切一切发生在他身上的不幸原来都是神的旨意。
He knew that all that had happened to him was the will of God.
是一种化的妆的祝福。包装过的祝福用苦难来包装
It was a disguised blessing.
那能够让整个雅各家族到埃及来免去饥荒的这个伤害。
So that their family could come to Egypt to escape harm.
保留他们的性命。
And preserve their lives.
并且在这个埃及地他们繁衍昌盛起来。
And in the land of Egypt, they prospered.
从一个家族变成一个国族一个民族。
They went from being a tribe to being a nation.
这个都是神的计划，神的旨意。
And this was all in God's plan.
所以约瑟因为敬畏神。
Because Joseph feared the Lord.
他就拥有神给他的智慧。
Therefore, he had God's wisdom.
哦，来处理他跟他哥哥们之间的矛盾跟仇恨。
Wisdom to resolve the issues and hatred between his brothers.
哦，不用他哥哥，哦啊所行的恶事啊，哦以恶来报恶。
And he did not repay his brother's evil with evil.
而是用哦这个善来回报他的哥哥们，用以善来胜过恶。
But rather he overcame evil with good.
哦，所以约瑟也是一个哦拥有啊这个智慧温柔的善行的人呢。
And so Joseph was someone who had the wisdom of meekness.
在于约瑟对神的敬畏。
And it came from his fear of the Lord.
哦，那我们再举另外一个例子。
Let us go to another example.
哦，我们来谈谈大卫这个人。
Let's talk about King David.
哦，大卫我们很熟悉啊，有关他生平的记载。
We're very familiar with the events of his life.
哦，尤其在他还没有当王之前，哦，他被他的岳父，哦，就是当时的扫罗王，哦，因着嫉妒啊。而要取他的性命。
Especially the story of how his father-in-law sought to take his life.
哦，大卫只好哦离开王宫，哦过着这个逃亡的生活。
He could only escape the from the king for his life.
哦，虽然呢有一群人来跟随投靠大卫。
And then a bunch of people went and put their trust in David.
哦，但大卫啊，从来啊，哦，也没有想要。哦，借着他的武装势力啊，来跟他的岳父哦，当时的这个啊扫罗王啊，哦来抗衡。
But David never wanted to use his military power, against King Saul.
哦，虽然他仍旧必须要过着哦这个逃亡躲藏的生活。
And so he lived a life on the run.
哦，也许我们会认为啊，可能大卫哦没有机会啊，哦没有什么好机会哦来。来达到他报复的目的吧。
We may think perhaps, David did not have an opportunity to overcome Saul.
哦，让我们来看一看哦，圣经有两段的记载。
But let us see two instances recorded in the Bible.
其中一段记载在撒母耳记上的24章。
Let us turn to 1 Samuel chapter 24.
好，来看撒母耳记上24章第一节。
1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 1.
二十章一节，扫罗追赶腓力士人回来，有人告诉他说，大卫在隐基底的旷野。二节，扫罗就从以色列人中挑选3000精兵，率领他们往野羊的磐石去，寻索大卫和跟随他的人。三节
，verse 3.
到了路旁的羊圈，在那里有洞。扫罗进去大解，哦，大卫和跟随他的人正藏在洞里的深处。第四节
，four，
跟随的人对大卫说：“神曾应许你说啊，我要将你的仇敌交在你手里，你可以任意待他。如今时候到了。”大卫就起来，悄悄地割下扫罗外袍的衣襟。五节
，five。
后来大卫心中自责，因为割下了扫罗的衣襟。六节
，six，
对跟随他的人说：“我的主乃是神的受膏者，我在神面前万不敢伸手害他，因他是神的受膏者。”七节
，seven，
大卫用这话拦住跟随他的人，不容他们起来害扫罗。啊，我们读到这里。
好 ，We'll stop here。
哎，在这里呀，啊，哦，是大卫啊，哦，他第一次有机会啊，结束他哦四处逃亡生活啊，啊，就是哦这个神把扫罗交到大卫的手中。
This was the first opportunity David had to end his life on the run, and when Saul was given into his hands.
哦，他只要照他部署的建议啊，哦，在这个哦这个山洞里头啊。解决大啊这个扫罗的生命，那大卫啊，他就不需要再过着逃命的生活。
If he only did as his men had suggested and kill Saul, then he would no longer be on the run.
哦，啊，甚至他也不用一兵一卒啊，哦，跟扫罗的军队啊，啊，拼个你死我活。
He would not even have to, put his forces against Saul's forces.
但是大卫却没有这么做。
But David didn't do this.
甚至也因着一时这个情绪把这个扫罗的衣襟割下之后他深深觉得自责。
Even after he cut off a corner of Saul's robe, his heart rebuked him.
是什么原因呢？让大卫放过扫罗？
What reason allowed David to let Saul go?
错过这么好的一个机会
and pass up this opportunity.
如同大卫在这里所说的
，It's just as David said.
因为扫罗在大卫的心目中永远是神的受膏者。
Because Saul in his heart was God's anointed.
无论这个扫罗变成什么样
，No matter what Saul became.
是明君，是昏君，甚至是个混蛋。但是在大卫他的心目中，他永远都是神的受膏者。
Whether he was a good king, a bad king, or even a scoundrel, he was the chosen of God.
所以因为对神对神的敬畏，相对的也对人有了尊重。
So if one fears God, they will respect man.
不敢随自己的想法跟意识来报仇。
And will not seek revenge and retribution.
所以当大卫放过扫罗之后他向扫罗表白他并没有要杀害扫罗的意思。
After he let Saul go, David told him that he didn't want to kill Saul.
他不敢伸手来杀害、伤害这个神的受膏者。
That he did not want to harm the Lord's anointed.
这个扫罗听到大卫的这一番告白我们来看看扫罗的反应。
Let us see what Saul had to say after hearing this.
我们看这个十六节。
Let's look at verse 16.
撒母耳记上24:16.
First Samuel chapter 24:16.
十六节，大卫向扫罗说完这话，扫罗说：“我儿大卫，这是你的声音吗？”就放声大哭。17节。
17.
对大卫说：“你比我公义。”因为你以善待我，我却以恶待你。18节。
18.
今日显明是以善待我，因神将我交在你手里，你却没有杀我。19节。
19.
人若遇见仇敌，岂肯放他平安无事的去呢？愿神因你今日向我所行的以善报你。读到这边。
Finish here.
扫罗因着大卫用善来待他所以扫罗也被感动，甚至认错了。
Saul admitted that he was wrong after he was touched by what David had said.
这个就是温柔智慧的力量。
And this is a power of wisdom and meekness.
温柔绝对不是软弱。
And meekness is not weakness.
反而温柔是有原则、有立场的。
But rather, meekness has a foundation and has a basis.
大卫的温柔来自于他对于神的敬畏。
David's meekness came from his fear of God.
所以他在这里他没有用扫罗对他的恶以恶报恶。
And so he did not repay Saul's evil with evil.
再来在这个26章同样撒母耳记上记载着另一次大卫有机会来解决扫罗的性命。
And again in chapter 26, David has another chance to end Saul's life.
这个是发生在在西佛人在这个西佛的旷野。
This happened in the wilderness of Ziph.
我们来看撒母记上26章。
Let's take a look at 1 Samuel chapter 26.
第一节。
Verse 1.
一节，西弗人到基比亚见扫罗说，大卫不是在旷野前的哈基拉山藏着吗？二节。
2.
扫罗就起身带领以色列人中挑选的3000精兵下到西弗的旷野，要在那里寻索大卫。我们跳过来看这个第五节。
Skip to verse 5.
五节，大卫起来到扫罗安营的地方，看见扫罗和他的元帅亚尼尔的儿子尼尔的儿子亚尼尔睡卧之处，扫罗睡在辎重营里，百姓安营在他周围。六节。
Six.
大卫对赫人亚希米勒和希路亚的儿子约押的兄弟亚比塞说，谁同我下到扫罗营里去？亚比塞说，我同你下去。七节。
Seven.
于是大卫和亚比塞夜间到了百姓那里，见扫罗睡在辎重营里，他的枪在头旁插在地上，亚尼尔和百姓睡在他周围。八节。
Eight.
亚比塞对大卫说，现在神将你的仇敌交在你手里，求你容我拿枪将他刺透在地，一次就成，不用再刺。大卫对亚比塞说，不可害死他。
Nine.
有谁伸手害神的受膏者而无罪呢？十节。
Ten.
大卫又说，我指着永生的神起誓，他或被神击打，或是死期到了，或是出战阵亡。十一节。
Eleven.
我在神面前万不敢伸手害神的受膏者，现在你可以将他头旁的枪和水瓶拿来，我们就走。在这里我们看到这个大卫又再有一次机会能够结束那个苦苦逼他逃命的扫罗的生命。
Here David had another chance to end his persecutor's life.
甚至这一次根本不需要大卫亲自动手，他的这个将军亚比塞自告奋勇的要替这个大卫来报仇。
David didn't even need to lift a hand. His general Abishai volunteered.
但是大卫还是不敢来伤害扫罗。
Yet David did not dare to harm Saul.
如同他在这里所说的。
As he said here.
有谁伤害神的受膏者而无罪呢？
Who can stretch out his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless?
所以他宁可神亲自来为大卫来出面来伸冤，他绝对不敢为自己来处理。
He would rather God take things upon his own hands than do anything by himself.
宁可把他跟扫罗之间的恩怨是非交在神的手里头。
He would rather place his dispute between him and Saul to God.
所以当他把这个扫罗的水瓶和枪拿开之后如同上一次一样他向扫罗来表白。
After he took Saul's spear and jug of water, he said to Saul like last time.
告诉扫罗他有机会能够杀他，但是因为敬畏神而不做。
That he had a chance to kill Saul, but because he feared the Lord, he did not.
我们来看扫罗这一次有什么反应。
Let's see what reaction Saul had.
我们来看二十六章的二十一节。
In chapter 26, verse 21.
二十一节，扫罗说：“我有罪了，我儿大卫，你可以回来。因你今日看我的性命为宝贵，我必不再加害于你。我是糊涂人，大大错了。”我们看扫罗在这里再一次的来承认自己的错误。
We see here Saul once again stating he was wrong.
那是什么力量让扫罗能够承认自己是大大的错？
What power made Saul admit his wrong?
大卫不是靠跟扫罗辩论而得胜，也不是靠这个武力这个打赢了扫罗而让扫罗来臣服啊。
David did not get this admission by use of force or debate.
而是靠着他对神的敬畏。
But rather through his fear of God.
不敢这个贸然伸手来伤害对方。
He did not dare to use his hand against Saul.
如同扫罗伤害他一样哦。
Like Saul had sought to harm him.
所以就是这样的一个力量让这个扫罗愿意认错悔改。
It was this power that made Saul admit his wrongdoing.
所以我们再一次的看到看到 温柔的力量。
So we see here again the power of meekness.
哦，所以温柔的力量，哦，在于我们对神的敬畏。
And the power of meekness comes from our fear of the Lord.
哦，也在于我们对神的认识。
And it comes from our knowledge of God.
哦，我们有能力，哦，我们有方法，哦，可以为自己来报仇，来伸冤，但是我们宁可把它交在神的手里。
We may have power and the way to seek revenge for ourselves, but yet we ought to place it in God's hands. 哦，
这个是这个是一个聪明跟智慧的一个表现。
And this would be a smart and a wise act.
哦，不但不会让我们受到损失啊，哦，反而让那些伤害我们的哦，这个与我们敌对的仇敌啊，哦，他愿意来认错，哦，愿意来臣服于我们。
We will not lose anything, but rather our enemies will admit they were wrong.
哦，这个才是真正的力量跟真正的智慧。
This is true power. This is true wisdom.
哦，那我们最后我们来看罗马书。
Let us turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书的十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
十七节。
Verse
17. 十二章十七节，不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做。十八节。
18.
若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。十九节。
19.
亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着，主说伸冤在我，我必报应。二十节。
20.
所以你们的仇敌若饿了，就给他吃；若渴了，就给他喝，因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他头上。二十一节。
21.
你不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。我们从昨天晚上今天早上到我们这一堂的聚会我们的这个中心的主题一直围绕在这个温柔跟这个恩慈上面。Gentleness.
So last night and this morning, we focused our topics around meekness and gentleness.
在我们生活上面的表现就是对我们这个人际关系还有我们的情绪的这个管理。
And we talked about it in regards to our behavior in interpersonal relationships and controlling our emotions.
我们确实需要从神而来的智慧。
We need wisdom from God.
让我们能够用温柔的心用恩慈的心来彼此互相对待。
And we ought to use a gentle and meek heart with one another.
来拥有这个好的人际关系跟追求与众人的和睦。
To have peace among men and good relations.
而这个这样的一个智慧是建立在我们对神的认识跟敬畏的基础上面。
And this wisdom comes from the knowledge of God as well as the fear of God.
所以我们都要求神帮助我们。
So we must ask God to help us.
让我们深深的对神有敬畏的心。
So that we have a deep fear towards the Lord.
俗话说打狗也要看主人。
It is like a slang saying, if you hit the dog, you have to look at the master.
我们都是神的儿女。
We are all children of God.
所以我们更应当因着我们对神的敬畏而彼此互相的饶恕包容。
So we should forgive one another and treat one another according to our fear of the Lord.
我们用温柔跟恩慈的心来处理我们周遭的人际以及我们情绪的管理。
And we should use gentleness to towards our relations with other people.
我们把我们的委屈我们交给神求神来帮助我们。
And we should ask God to help us with our timidness.
哦，这样啊，我们必能够得着。哦，像啊，罗马书在这里啊所告诉我们的。
So that we can be saved, like it says in Romans.
哦，得着那个啊，让仇敌哦啊，这个哦，如同啊，炭火堆在他头上哦的这个力量。
Oh, so that we can receive the power that allows us to heap coals on our enemies' heads.
哦，我们啊，可以想象得到哦，那一定哦，一定不是好受的哦。
We can imagine this to be very painful.
哦，当我们啊，这个对人不好，人家反而对我们好，哎，当然我们会觉得不好意思。
That we can imagine if we are act badly towards another, but they act towards us with goodwill, then we will be ashamed.
哦，有个弟兄啊，他养了一只小公鸡。
A brother had a rooster.
哦，这个小公鸡啊，到天啊刚亮的时候，它就会叫。
And at daybreak, it would crow.
哦，他的邻居啊，哦就抗议了。
And his neighbor protested.
哦，邻居说啊，啊这个哦每天哦这个天刚亮哦，你的这个公鸡啊，都吵得我都不能睡。
Saying every morning, your rooster keeps me awake.
哦，但是这个啊弟兄啊，他很爱他这个公鸡哦，把他关到这个房子里头啊，哦他自己哦也会叫啊。
But this brother loved his rooster, so he brought him inside the house, though the rooster still crowed.
哦，对方啊，邻居还是抗议。
And the neighbor again complained.
哦，但有一天呢、啊，哦，他看不见哈、哦，他找不到他的小公鸡。
One day he cannot find his little rooster.
哦，那、啊、哦，这个啊，他后来在他的这个啊门口哈、哦，看到他的公鸡了。
And at his door, he saw his rooster.
哦，他的公鸡啊，头被扭断了哈，哦，横尸在他的这个门前呢。
He saw the carcass of his rooster.
哦，心里很哈，哦，很难过啊，是谁啊？这么残忍，把我的小公鸡要给弄死了。
He thought, "Who has done this to my rooster?"
哦，那刚好旁边有小朋友在玩啊，他就问小朋友：“你们有谁看到哈？啊，谁弄死我的小公鸡？”
He asked the children playing around, "Did you see who did this to my rooster?"
哦，那小朋友纷纷指着他隔壁哈的那一个人家。
And the children pointed to his neighbor.
哦，他说、啊、你的小公鸡啊，跑到人家的哦院子里面啊、哦，那别人看到哦，啊就把它抓起来要、哦、哎把哦啊，然后就丢回来。
They said they saw his rooster run into his neighbor's yard, and his neighbor broke the rooster's neck and threw it back.
鸡死不能复生啊，好、哦、死都死了，那怎么办呢？
Chicken cannot be resurrected, so what's there to do?
哦，所以他赶快把它抓到厨房里头啊，拔了毛哈、哦，哎啊，放血之后啊，煮成一锅鸡汤。
So he took his rooster into the kitchen and made him into chicken soup.
哦，这个连汤带肉舀了一大碗哦，哎，搬到隔壁去敲门。
And he took a bowl of this soup to his neighbor.
好、哦。啊，对方一开门呐、啊，发现是隔壁哦，哦，这个仇敌哈、哦，问说你来干什么
？And his neighbor asked, "What have you come to do?"
哦，那这个弟兄啊说哈、哦，我听说哈、哦，我家的这个小公鸡哈、哦，啊，这个入侵你们的院子哈、哦，啊，他已经受到当头的报应哈、哦，所以我现在把它煮成一锅鸡汤，哦、来跟你分享。
The brother said, "My chicken, or my rooster, who went into your yard, has received his due punishment, and now I bring to you chicken soup."
啊，这个邻居啊，这个脸上是一阵红一阵白啊，还不知道该怎么办。
And his neighbor was alternately red-faced and white-faced, not really sure what to do.
真的好像罗马书这边所说的哦，好像炭火堆到他头上去了啊。
It was just like in Romans, where it describes heaping coals being put on the head of someone.
哦啊，这个哦，这个很哦，很窘啊、哦，很为难的哦，就收下了那一碗鸡汤啊、哦。
And so, with great difficulty, this neighbor took the bowl of soup.
哦，隔天呢、啊，啊，去买一只小公鸡来陪。
And the next day, that neighbor bought a rooster and returned it to the brother.
再也没有听说他抗议那个公鸡的叫声。
And he never again protested the calls of the rooster.
哦，哎，又有一个故事。
And there's another story.
哎，谈到说哈，啊，有一个牧羊人啊，他隔壁哈搬来一个猎人。
There was a shepherd, and his neighbor, new neighbor, was a hunter.
哦，那这个猎人当然他有哦几头很凶的这个猎狗。
And the hunter had some fierce dogs.
哦，那这个猎人有时候哦，这个没有管理好他的狗哦，这个狗啊跑到牧羊人啊的这个羊圈里头啊，经常哦把人家的羊哦不是咬伤就咬死掉。
Sometimes the hunter's dogs would go and bite, sometimes kill the sheep.
哦，所以就为了这个狗的问题啊，两家哦就吵了起来。
Because of these dogs, these two parties were in conflict.
哦，这个牧羊人呢、啊、就跑到镇上哈、哦，去找法官呢、啊，啊、哦，所以要控告他的隔壁的邻居伤害。
And so this shepherd went to town to seek a judge against his neighbor.
哦，这个法官就对他说了，哦，说当然了、啊、哈、哦，打官司是最直接解决哈，啊、哦，但是却是最不好的方法。哦，就是 suit 哦。
Oh, and the judge said, of course, a lawsuit is something you can do, but it's not the best course of action.
哦，我有个更好的方法，看你要不要听。
I have a better way. Would you like to hear?
哦，当然，这个牧羊人说，那如果有更好的方法，那是最好的。
And the shepherd said, I'm all ears if it's a better way.
哦，这个法官说哦，你要在你的这个羊圈里头哦，找几头小绵羊出来。
Among your sheep, pick a few.
哦、送给这个猎人、哦啊、送到他家去
，give them as gifts to the hunter、
哦。当做礼物
，as gifts、
哦。这个牧羊人说，他来 咬死我的羊，咬伤我的羊，我不跟他计较就很好，还要我送礼物给他。
It's enough that I don't argue with my neighbor, but I still have to give him these gifts of sheep、
哦。这个法官说，你照着做，你就知道了。
The judge says, "Just do as I said, and you will see."
哦，如果哦不行的话，哈，我哦啊、这个负责哈啊、哦、跟你打官司，哈、哦，替你打官司。
If it doesn't work out, I'll bring this lawsuit for you.
哦，那所以这个牧羊人呢、啊，就找了几头小绵羊，就送到这个啊这个猎户家里去。
So the shepherd sent a couple of sheep over to the hunter's house.
哦，那个小绵羊很可爱哈、哦、啊，所以这个猎户哦啊，他的这个几个小女儿啊，哦，爱得不得了啊。
These sheep were cute, and the hunter's daughters really loved them.
哦，就警告他爸爸一定要把狗关好哈、哦，不然他会伤害他的小绵羊。
And the daughters warned their father to keep their dogs under control, lest the sheep be harmed.
哦。所以哦，这个猎户哦，不得不把他的狗哦好好的关起来了。
So the hunter could only enclose his dogs carefully.
哦，所以这个牧羊人他的羊啊，再也没有受到他的哦这个猎户家的狗的伤害了。
And so the shepherd sheep did not suffer any more harm.
哦，那这个猎户啊，哦心里也觉得过意不去啊，我的狗哈、哦、啊咬了人家的羊，人家不但没计较，还送羊给我们。
And this hunter was ashamed that even though his dogs hurt their sheep, yet the shepherd gave him some sheep.
哦，所以啊，他有时候打猎哈，有的收获哈，哎，他也送哦啊，送这个啊，他的一个猎物哈，啊，送给这个牧羊人呢。
So sometimes, if he went out hunting, he would give some of his hunting trophies over to the shepherd.
哎呀，吃吃野味哈，吃吃野味。
Here, have some wild game.
啊，当然牧羊人呐、啊，他也回送哦，什么哦，这个气势啦、啊，或、哦、羊奶呀、啊哦，给这个牧羊，这个他的邻居猎户、啊。
And the shepherd would repay with goat's milk and cheese.
哦，结果两家变成好朋友了。
And then the two became friends.
哦，不但官司不用打哦，变成好朋友哦。
There wasn't any need for a lawsuit, and friendship developed.
哦，所以这个也是一个哈、哦、一个很好的故事在告诉我们。
And this is another great story that teaches us.
哦，这个智慧温柔的这个善行的重要。
That the wisdom of meekness to do good is very important.
哦，所以 当我们有跟人家在我们生活上有摩擦的时候我们应该要求神给我们智慧。
So when we have conflict with people, we ought to ask God to give us wisdom.
那这个智慧是建立在我们对神的认识跟敬畏上面的。
And this wisdom ought to be based on our fear and knowledge of God.
因为神所以我不用对方带我的方法来回应对方。
Because I have God, I do not need to repay evil for evil.
他跟我不讲话，我也不要跟他讲话不是这样的你反过来你主动去找他讲话。
It should not be a silent battle where no one talks, but rather one party should seek out to speak to the other party.
他不理我，好啊，我也不理你谁怕谁？乌龟怕铁锤，蟑螂怕拖鞋。
Who's afraid of who?
反而要用相反的方法你不理我，好了，那我主动理你嘛。
It should not be who's afraid of who, but rather, even if you do not regard me, I will regard you first.
那我已经退一步了，你还没反应，那我再退一步嘛。
Even if after I have given in to you, I shall give in to you again until you reply.
我们不用对方在我们身上的伤害来回应对方
We do not need to return the harm done to us with more harm.
那我们就能够得着对方。
And then we will win over the other party.
求神让我们有这样的温柔跟智慧。
May God give us this kind of gentleness and wisdom.
我们再来唱诗。
We will now sing hymn.
474首。
Hymn 474.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
We will now pray.
我们祷告的时候，我们特别为等一下这个康妈妈的告别丧礼求神来带领帮助。
Let us pray for God to guide our memorial service that will occur later.
我们同时也为教会我们所知道这个身体艰难灵性软弱的弟兄姐妹同样我们也求神来医治来帮助他们。
Please also pray for those who are weak in body and faith.
我们现在就再一次的同心跪下来祷告。
And we will once again kneel down and pray.